Hey, welcome. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, broadcasting live from UBC, located on unceded Musqueam territory. I'm your host, Nina Panini, and this is Deliberate Noise. Today's episode is called Be Your Own Lover. It's sort of an anti-Valentine's theme, and the title comes from the latest EP by the very talented YN, aka Cheyenne Graham, with whom I had the pleasure of interviewing for a second time on the show. Stay tuned, I'm going to be playing the whole EP, Be Your Own Lover, along with a few questions that Cheyenne was kind enough to answer for me about her album. Spoiler alert, it's a breakup album. Today's show is especially for all of those out there who don't have a Valentine. These next tunes are for you. Starting us off today is Toronto's Deja SB from their album Head Above the Waters. This is Deja SB with By Myself on CITR 101.9 FM.
Straight from the rummage, you see me gunning, running from any woman who brought me luggage, sunning. All of these niggas trying to see me coming. I see all the love, they be trying to keep me from it. I'm not trying to fight with any crap that's in a bucket. Make sure peace of mind is in the budget. I done said some things about myself I couldn't stomach. So anything you say about me, I'll probably love it. Homie, I'm a hustler. Anything I stop, they be buying. I could sell a rock to Goliath. Never took a loss to a giant. If you stay sheep, you can get tossed to the lions. I stay sleep like I be all for the iron. And they got loud tweets, but real life, they be awfully quiet. As long as it ain't me, I won't knock what you're trying. Until I'm Roddy Rich, I'm in the box and I'm hiding. I had to learn to float by myself. Had to build a boat by myself. Had to find and make the most by myself. Had to find the coast by myself. Keep my head above the waters, how I cope by myself. Learned to float by myself. Had to build a boat by myself. Had to find and make the most by myself. Had to find the coast by myself. Keep my head above the waters, how I cope by myself. I flipped the script like I learned the lines. Was a pain worth it? I don't know, I guess it shows the time. I just stay calm while I'm bomb and I'm blowing minds. Numbers in the palm of my hands like I'm throwing dice. Cruising and surviving the shots like I'm Obi Trice. Y'all trying to get me to fold and keep me cold as ice. But I kept that fire burning even on them lonely nights. Now the labels want me cause I'm popping and the flow be nice. Give it a rest, step back unless you giving me checks. My life ain't perfect but I live it the best while still keeping it fresh. I'm much different, it's different guests. The bars hit you like a kick in the chest. I don't fumble at all, I just do it for the love of it all. I stand still and the money still fall. That's called fake, nigga. Man, I don't got no room left for you fake niggas. I had to learn to float by myself. Had to build a boat by myself. Had to find and make the most by myself. Had to find the coast by myself. Keep my head above the waters, how I cope by myself. I had to learn to float by myself. Had to build a boat by myself. Had to find and make the most by myself. Had to find the coast by myself. Keep my head above the waters, how I cope by myself.
Thank you.
That was Luna Lee from her upcoming album Duality with the track Alone But Not Lonely. Happy un-Valentine's Day to everyone listening. This is Deliberate Noise on CITR 101.9 FM. It's time now to hear YN. I had the pleasure of doing a phone interview with Cheyenne of YN last year on the show. So when I heard she was going to be in town for a week, I thought it would be awesome to have a chat and get the scoop on her latest EP, Be Your Own Lover.
I was so impressed. It sounds amazing.
Thank you.
Right off the bat, I'm curious about the production. Like, did you do that all yourself?
Yeah, so...
What?
Yeah.
Whoa.
So very similar to, like, any previous, like, YN release that I've done. Like, recorded it all myself, minus... So this EP was maybe, like, the first out of any of my YN projects where I was actually getting other people to do instruments on it. Because prior to that, I was doing, like, all the guitars, bass, drum, like, vocals and all that stuff. But I got a few friends to help me out with some parts on this EP, which I think just made it a lot stronger. Because I've said this in, like, previous interviews, I'm not the most, like, technically apt, like, player in, like, drums or guitar. But I knew, like, specific songs needed parts that were going to be a bit more impactful, and it would be better if I had someone, like, a bit more experienced to, like, help me out with that. So I actually got two guys from an Ottawa post rock band. They're called Clavius. They're super badass, and they're working on new stuff right now. To help me out with drums and guitars, and yeah, those guys are super great and were really nice to work with.
Count. I really turned this shit around, like the manual was the back of my hand. I know you're all their age, but I think I'm a different kind of man. Sometimes I sparkle and I'm fucking made of it. When I look at my life and all the little things I have created,
I hate saying it because it's so corny, but it was a breakup EP.
Oh!
Which is the worst.
But sometimes those turn out really well,
yeah.
And yours clearly did.
Yeah. So yeah, obviously very emotional stuff, but yeah, the majority of like me writing it was just me trying to hype myself up and give myself a good pat on the back and just kind of, I don't know, make myself feel good about where I was in life and everything. Yeah, kind of corny, but that's exactly what kind of panned out for this project, and I am really happy with it. So yeah.
Did it work? Like,
oh yeah, got the job done for sure. In terms of production for this one, I'm super proud of it, because obviously mixing and mastering is not the easiest thing. I went to college for it, but obviously you can only get better through like practice. And out of everything that I've released, I think this one, just like from a technical standpoint, was like recorded and mixed as well as anything else I've done, or better than anything else I've done, I mean. So I'm very proud of it from that standpoint as well. So yeah.
Sweet. Like, it turned out how you wanted it to turn out.
Oh, for sure. It turned out a little better,
yeah.
Actually, after listening to like... Yeah, after listening back to some of the parts, like, after it was finally released, I was a little shocked after, like, not listening to it for a while, and then, like, coming back to it, like, after it was already out on, like, all streaming services and, like, Bandcamp, and I was just like, oh, shit, that hit pretty hard.
Yeah.
So I was very proud of it. So, yeah.
Yeah, you should be.
Thank you.
You're tuned in to Deliberate Noise on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Nina Panini, and I'm joined by YN, who has just released an EP, Be Your Own Lover.
So I think that the third song on it, Lover, 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 is the one that hits the hardest. It's like an almost 7-minute long song.
Yeah.
It's kind of like an epic, like multi-part song.
Yeah.
There's like a lot of background vocals, and it starts off with this exchange between like two lovers that eventually leads to you saying like, no one will ever love me like I do. Do you want to just talk about like that little exchange at the start of the song?
Yeah. So that was part of a like bigger sort of poem that I wrote maybe like 2 days after I went through this breakup.
Fresh, really fresh.
Yeah, so pretty fresh. I chopped it down a lot, obviously, and I just wanted it to kind of like lead like into the track, because obviously that was the EP was sort of built around Lover, 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 and I wanted that to be the standout sort of piece.
Mm-hmm.
So I got like two of my really good friends, like Brittany and Kyle, who are dating actually, to read the sort of back and forth that I wrote. And yeah, that was just sort of to, like, prep the song. And so everyone kind of got where I was coming from, if that makes sense. Just kind of set up the story, I guess.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Here is Lover, Lover, Lover by YN on CITR 101.9 FM.
I think I've been tricked.
Oh no, how so?
Are you conducting tears or saline?
To move the current on the transistor.
Does the answer unravel after the twister?
How can I convince you?
Convince me?
Convince you that no one will ever love you like I do.
There's something in your eye, and the light. It shines like a pearl.
I'd never known the world to be kind until you remind me I'm alive. I'm alive.
Whispers in place, a sweet, sickly singing.
Tunes sweet and sticky.
Like honey.
Are you sure?
I'll tell myself until it rings true.
No one will ever love you.
No one will ever love me like I do.
We'll be right back.
things, most of which aren't my fault, but there ain't a single soul who would say it earnestly. So you're just gonna have to hear it from me.
You're based in Ottawa now?
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, so fun story. Again, I don't know how deep or how heavy I want to get into this conversation, but basically, I moved from Montreal to Ottawa for this person that I was dating, and I was very unhappy in that city, and it was really rough. And obviously, when the relationship, like, came to its end, I was very much like, I'm going to make this city my city and not theirs. And I feel like I did that. And I don't want to sound like such an asshole, but yeah, that EP was kind of the final nail in the coffin in terms of making it, like, this decision was not a mistake and I'm going to make it worthwhile and make it for me. So yeah.
We've got Emily over here, like, nodding and, like... applauding.
Well,
like,
I'm also here.
Yeah. Complete agreement.
Yeah.
Yeah, Cheyenne's a great friend of mine, and I was pretty involved in a lot of what happened in that relationship. So, I don't know. It's just been really, really, really amazing to see her come out of it, like, really on top. And
Cheyenne! Rockstar.
And I've gone through a similar thing in terms of doing a big move that is really hard. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, that really spoke to me in a lot of ways, too, just, like, what an insane inspiration to just like go through such a hard move like that and a hard experience like that, and then to just say, nah, f*** it, I'm gonna come out on top, it doesn't matter. I actually had a question for Cheyenne. Just wondering what the background was to getting your friends to do the first part of Lover, 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 if it was like intentional that you didn't want to do it yourself, or...
I initially thought about, doing it myself, but as I was sort of, I started mixing, like, the first bit of the song, like, the first part, which is basically, like, a big sort of chorus of people kind of, like, replaying over and over, like, the main line of the song, which is, I'm my own lover, and then just hearing, like, all these different voices, like, kind of, like, repeating it over and over, like, the, like, a sermon or something, like, it just made me feel like the stuff that I was wanting to say and, like, express is, like, not... And it's not special to me. I feel like it's something that's kind of relatable and a lot of people would be able to understand. So I didn't want to be, like, the one voice in it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wanted maybe, like, a different pair of people to say it because it is, like, something that a lot of... I don't know if that makes sense.
No, yeah, totally. Like, almost universal.
Yeah. So I think having other voices in it, especially just to, like, even open the track... was more important.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You definitely nailed that.
Thank you.
And I think that was really important to do as well, because it's true.
Mm-hmm.
It's very relatable to a lot of people, including me, who was on it.
Yeah. Facts. And your vocals on it were amazing.
Aww.
Yeah.
Aww.
My future daughter, she is so sweet and cynical and naive, but I love her so much because she has no father. She looks just like me with an ugly inverted body. Her promise thrives despite the blinding light. I only see her suffer a terrible fall into a twisted love like mine. She becomes a heavy clay and sinks into her sheets, turns to stone. I do all I can to chisel her out again, just to pay my daughter a visit. Herself inside, mercilessly twist the knife wound, silently sprinkle salt into my rugged sides. Her promise thrives despite the blinding light. I only see her in
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Nina Panini, and this is Deliberate Noise. That was YN with the track Naya's Song from her EP Be Your Own Lover.
You end the EP with a cover of Kimia Dawson's The Beer.
Yeah.
Which you do a fantastic job of.
Thank you.
Seldom can a person actually, like, do Kimia Dawson's vocals justice.
She definitely has like an interesting, like, I feel like what helps is like she's not like a belter. It's like it is kind of like a talk singing, like very just like anti-folk like thing. And I'm not much of a singer. Again, it's like a kind of country talk singing thing, which is what I think helped.
Very similar style, yeah.
But yeah, like a lot of lyrics in that song just were like hitting at that point in time. So yeah, I just felt like it would be a good way to sort of close the EP. I didn't have it uploaded anywhere except for Bandcamp because I figured it was kind of just like a little Easter egg for people who, I don't know, really cared enough to go onto Bandcamp because most people don't listen music that way anymore, which is kind of sad. So yeah, I left it up there for the real ones.
It was like that for me because I was listening to your album on Spotify, and after like a while I was like, oh wait, what's this on here? I didn't see this.
Yeah.
Little bonus.
For breakfast was a bottle of Mad Dog, and my 2020 vision was 50% off. You said punch Buggy Red and punched me right in my left eye. I said, don't you mean Pete Diddle? And I lit his house on fire. He came home on acid, I was holding his shotgun. I was dressed like Tina Turner in Beyond Thunderdome. He said, don't shoot, and I said, I won't, I love you, you're my friend. I handed him my wig and shot myself in the head. I stuffed a box of tissues in the hole in my skull. I got into my Mazda and I drove it to the mall. I got a big Johnson shirt and some silicone tits. When I pulled out the tissues, they were covered with shit. The beer I had for breakfast was a box of cheap white wine. The boombox on my shoulder was a box of clementines. I ate every single one without noticing the mold. You said you're gross, my darling. I said, no, I'm rock and roll. Even though I'd never ever been in a band, I got cool as black ice tattooed on my hand. The Christians gave me comic books as if I would be scared of burning in hell while I was already there. The beer I had for breakfast, silver bullet in the brain. The beer I had for lunch was a bottle of Night Train. The beer I had for dinner was my crazy neighbor's pills. We had to sit down on skateboards just to make it down the hill. Then I peed my pants and you stole the groom's cigar. Some old man made me watch him masturbate locked in his car. I got back to the apartment and you were face down on the floor. You said, no, don't go to bed yet, let's go get a 64. The beer I had for breakfast was a pint of Jim Beam and a fifth of peach schnapps and some warm Sunny D. You said, bottoms up, just as I had bottomed out. And I tried to scream, fuck you, but blood was pouring out my mouth. Evan Dando never planned on telling you the truth, and your Leonardo ID card is your fountain of youth. You can be a teenager for your whole fucking life, just to find some pretty sucker and then make that bitch your wife. I guess by now you all know my friend Danny broke his neck. He was driving home from Sirens when he got into a wreck. First I cried for him, and then I cried for me, haunted by the ghost of the girl I used to be. The rocks with holes are warm in my hands, and I buried my toes in the hot, hot sand. The silver pink pony kisses me and says, you've come a long, long way, you deserve to be really happy.
This is Cheyenne Graham of YN, and you're listening to Deliberate Noise on 101.9 CITR Radio.
Looking to get a reliable and affordable used bike? Need a repair or service to your current ride?
Come to the Bike Kitchen, UBC's full-service community bike shop, located in room 36 of the UBC Life building. Our hours are Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
If you buy a bike from us, bring it back when you're done using it, and we'll give you half of your money back, as long as you took care of it. If it needs repairs, we'll split the cost with you.
Yep, you heard us right. We'll give you crisp dollar bills for half the original price of any used bike that you buy from us, minus the cost of repairs.
For more information about our buyback policy and to stay up to date on any COVID-19 inspired changes, find us online at thebikekitchen.com.
In the context of Vancouver's opioid crisis, CITR would like to take a moment to share some harm reduction strategies.
Try not to do drugs alone. When going out, let friends know what drugs you're taking and make sure someone has a naloxone kit. If you're able to, get your drugs tested before taking them.
Avoid mixing opioids with alcohol or stimulants. Remember that opioids can include painkillers prescribed by a doctor, and it's possible for any drugs to be contaminated with opioids.
Learn the signs of opioid overdose, which include, but are not limited to, unresponsiveness or unconsciousness, inability to speak, breathing that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, heartbeat that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, skin tone that has turned blue or gray, choking or gurgling sounds.
If you think someone is overdosing, call 911 immediately. Start rescue breathing and administer naloxone if you have it. You cannot get in trouble for being on drugs, so always call 911 in an emergency.
For more information about naloxone kits and training, visit towardtheheart.com.
Thank you and stay safe.
From the album Lately I Feel Everything by Willow, that was called Forever. You're tuned in to Deliberate Noise on CITR 101.9 FM. Next up, a new track from Backwash. This one goes super hard. It's called Dig Yourself a Grave on CITR.
question if the love is biased. This is a rope, your diamond, duct the tape across your eyelids. For every fault you find an onion, who we think of godly? My demons haunt me, my breathing lost me, my fingers softly. A fiend and dropping, leave it stopping, don't think I got me. I got the shovel that's ready, bones are stuck with machete. Society lets me die, sobriety.
So how you want it?
Let yourself drown, like yourself away.
How you want it?
Demons underground, make you feel the same.
So how you want it?
Scrubbing like a worm, sucking on your brain.
How you want it?
Time to make the earth, think yourself a prey. I got a bottle of gin, I'ma swallow it tin. Out of the mix, I try to do it all that I can. I loosen the gist, I don't think I'm using again. My dubious intent has got me feeling stupid. And then I will wobble to the kitchen. My reflection in the pot can barely fit descriptions on my faces. It's a lot. Maybe things will get better. I don't think I will let her. I'll keep digging forever till this shit is much better.
So how you want it?
Let yourself drown like yourself away.
You want it?
Demons underground, make you feel the same.
So how you want it?
Scrubbing like a worm, sucking on your brain.
How you want it?
Time to make the earth, dig yourself a grave.
How you want it?
Dig yourself a grave, dig yourself a grave.
How you want it?
Dig yourself a grave, dig yourself a grave.
So how you want it?
Heavy and groggy, message is foggy. Dead to my coffin, lost. I'll be better and more less right. And I'm sorry, 7 o'clock is in. Fuck they stereo, yeah. Fuck they embarrassment, fuck their parents, don't want me to wear. It's like motion is sickness, motion is thickness, war constricts and falls on your sip and no one will listen. It's like
I'm not afraid to die.
London rock duo Nova Twins with the track Bullet. This is CITR 101.9 FM. Thanks so much for tuning into Deliberate Noise today. Tune in again next Monday at 5 p.m. for more Deliberate Noise. And if you missed out on Fun Drive merch, feel free to send me an email. I'm happy to make more custom merch. It's not too late to support CITR's Fun Drive and contribute to local radio. ninapanini1234@gmail.com. Thanks so much, Cheyenne, for being my guest today on the show. And special shout out to Emily, aka M Gem, for hosting and joining in. I'm stoked that on my next show, Emily is going to be my interviewee. So stay tuned to hear us chat about art and music, culture, politics, literally anything, everything. I don't even know yet. We have yet to record it. Happy Unvalentine's to everyone out there who doesn't have a Valentine. I mean, even if you have one, it's a pretty dumb holiday. Just tell your friends and family you love them. And let's have a little dance party to this last tune. Coming in hot off of Laurel Hell by Mitski, this is The Only Heartbreaker on CITR 101.9 FM.